In a fugue, when do we hear all the voices end at the same time? Only in one place, and that is at the very ending of the fugue itself. However, classical era homophonic melody is simpler, and I say that with quotations, more natural and more direct. When a classical theme ends, it pauses. It breathes. The new classical Enlightenment-inspired aesthetic shines a light on cadences, which are then expanded and cultivated for expressive and rhetorical ends by classical era composers. So, we need at least a passing familiarity with cadence types if we are to appreciate the classical era cultivation of cadences, as well as the new classical era forms that will grow out of this new vision of the rhetorical narrative power of cadence. Musical punctuation marks, cadences. There are four types with which we must be familiar. The first is the open cadence. The second is the closed cadence. The third is the deceptive cadence. The fourth is the plagal cadence. Let's go through these one at a time. The first sort of cadence we will talk about is the open or half cadence. Those two terms are synonymous. In any given key, there is a chord that creates tremendous tension. There is a harmony that, when we hear it, creates a sense of unrest and a need to resolve. I wish we had time to talk about the technical aspects of these chords of tension, these dominant chords, and why they sound so unstable and why they need to resolve. We do not have time to talk about the theoretical material behind these chords. You're going to have to take it as an article of faith from me that certain harmonies create tension and certain other harmonies create rest. The ones that create rest are called the tonic chords, and those are the chords built on the first note of any scale. Whatever key we're in, if we're in the key of C major, the tonic chord is the one built on the note called C. The dominant chord is the chord that is in search of resolution. It creates tension, not rest. For example, here is a dominant chord, the dominant chord of the key of C. How would we feel about a piece of music ending on that harmony? Doesn't that chord want to do this? Ah, that dominant chord is a chord in search of resolution. It is the chord of tension in the key of C. Now, I can play lots of dominant chords because each key has one. An open or half cadence is a cadence that gets hung up on the chord of tension, on a dominant chord of whatever particular key we're in at that given moment. The effect, then, of an open cadence is tension, irresolution. The music must continue in search of resolution. Let me play you such a dominant chord, such an open cadence. This is from Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, first movement, and it's the first break in the action. It's the first place where the music really inhales, pauses, takes a breath. The question I would ask you to think about while listening to this is, could the music end at this moment? Is there enough resolution to create any kind of ending? And number two, if not, what needs to happen? And I guess a third question for you. What sort of punctuation mark would this cadence constitute? First question, is there any sense of rest or resolution in that harmony? No, there is not. Second question, what needs to happen? The music needs to continue. This is a momentary break, but we've got to keep going, and indeed Beethoven will keep going. Third question, what sort of literary punctuation mark corresponds with this musical punctuation mark? And I would suggest to you that this is a comma. A comma in the middle of a larger phrase, the phrase must continue in search of a period, in search of resolution. We will hear open cadences constantly, just as we see commas constantly. All right. The second kind of cadence with which we must be familiar is the so-called closed, authentic, or standard cadence. These are synonymous terms, and they all mean the same thing.